your giant-sized appetite.
That's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football? How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday night, the Giants host the Dallas Cowboys. Coming up on this week's show, we'll tell you about the taste of the Giants. Antonio Pierce as a high school football coach. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds of the Giants and Niners, brought to you by Bose.
Hey, baby, hey, remember, ain't nobody forcing us to do this, baby. This is all optional. We grown men out here. Let's go out here and take what's ours today. Get a win. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
You'll never be anybody's favorite. Anything you want, you got to take it in life because it's never going to be given to you.
It's just the harsh reality. Let's take it.
Be physical out here. Set the tempo for an open set. Bust a head. That's how we play. That's how Big Woo play.
Yes, sir.
Respect dominance, man. Nothing else. In front of you, make them feel it.
Yes, sir.
Who it is? We got to set the tempo, man.
I'm going to do something about that today. Yeah. Every man should play like that. We're going to do something about that today, man. Make that play. Be the player to make the chance in the game.
Giants on three. One, two, three.
Giants.
Kaepernick over center. Handoff left. The running back fell. The ball is loose. It's loose on the ground. Can the Giants get it? And they finally do. It rolled around like a hot potato.
That's very good work, Blue.
We got turnovers, but that's still too much, bro.
Be careful on that.
Nah, I see it, bro.
I know. Play ball.
What I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
They gonna come back to it.
Second and 7 at the 19. Play fake, Manning the throw with time. Throws the seam. He's got Danilo over the middle. Touchdown, Giants.
That's the way you make a good team pay for their mistakes. The ball bounces a lot of ways. They get their opportunity, and they make it happen. They found one-on-one coverage, complete mismatch.
Hell yeah, LD.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Dominate.
Let's start clicking, y'all.
I'm going to tell you what.
They're going to sit there. They ran it three times in a row.
You know you want to get
that bang. They going to set up. They going to come back. They come back to it. They come back to it.
Kaepernick out of the pistol, fastball left, Crabtree's got it on the run with speed. He's to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Niners.
We've been doing great. Let's make sure we have good angles. Good angles, okay? As we go tackle inside out.
We got to keep that inside.
Yeah.
It's a far way for me to run inside out and still be on the outside. We got to keep everything in the box so we can just tackle and practice.
Second and 10. Manning back to throw. Deep ball down the right sideline. Intended for Odell Beckham Jr. and he made a juggling catch on the sideline at the 3 over Paris Cox. He jumped up and made the grab in traffic, 38 yards.
What body control he showed on this catch.
Keep doing it, all right? Let's go.
Hey,
you got that juice, boy.
Bell's in motion to the right. Manning in a shotgun set. Giants down 6. Manning back, under pressure, throws one to the goal line, it's deflected and intercepted by Borland. That's the 5th interception by Manning today. And the Giant tailspin continues. The final score, the 49ers 16, the Giants 10. The Giant losing streak is now 5.
That's Sights and Sounds brought to you by Bose. Still to come, a look at Antonio Pierce. But now it's time for this week's Gatorade Win From Within. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Linebacker Antonio Pierce was a fantastic player, and he's taking those skills off the field now as a football coach at Long Beach Poly High School.
Antonio Pierce, Giants linebacker, leader, and winner.
The New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
World champions, baby. Write that down.
But who says you can never go home?
Well, I always knew I would coach in some capacity. You retire at 31 years old, you're young, you had a good career, you kind of spend time with your family. But then, what's in my blood? What do I bleed every day? And that's football.
Hey, CJ, you hit that for me?
I mean, I think everybody knows that's followed my career, especially in New York, student of the game, right? Love to watch film, love to talk football. Two things we'll always do here is we're going to finish every play and we're going to run to the ball, all right? Put it on showcase tomorrow, do exactly that. But the good thing about me, especially from my background in pros, four head coaches, six D coordinators, about six or seven D linebacker coaches. So I've been taught well enough by different people that I pulled a little bit of everything.
Biggie, Biggie, we're in zone coverage. You got to stay home.
I just love his energy, what he brings to the school. I think everyone's kind of excited. There's a big buzz around the program, alumni. It's just, you know, it's a refreshing, you know, we call it the kind of a rebirth, getting back everybody back involved into the program.
All you want to do is slow him down and slow him down. That's all you want.
He's done a great job, just no nonsense. Do what you're supposed to do, we have no problems. And that's how he is. Handle your grades, handle your work in the classroom, first and foremost. And everything else will fall into play, and that's what he's doing.
Game time.
Yeah, well, my second oldest son plays on the team, DeAndre Pierce. He'll be a junior this year.
Honestly, at first, I hated it. Like, I did not want him to come coach me. I thought it was going to be, like, the worst thing ever. Like, I was just going to get yelled at, and it was just wasn't going to be, like, a fun high school experience. But, I mean, ever since he's been here, like, he's really brought, like, a new, like, kind of feel, like, to Long Beach Poly, and it's actually really been a lot of fun.
Snoop Dogg, a Polytechnic alum and close friend of Pierce, comes to practices and games to show support.
What up, Big Apple?
What's up, man?
What's up,
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming out, man.
It's a beautiful treat to get that spirit back. Looking in the crowd, just this feeling was not here. It was gone, but now it's back.
All right, look, hey, real quick, guys. I'm going to be brief. We'll talk about everything Monday. Hey, but coaches, clap it up for him. Have a job today, right? Have a job.
Antonio played only one way, all out. And when the end came, it was hard to take.
That was the biggest shock to me at all, to walk in that doctor's office, to get a routine MRI, to be told your career's done. I think if there's any sense of remorse, it is that. You know, I didn't finish the way I wanted to. I wanted at least to say, okay, that's it, guys. I did my 12, 13 years, and that's it. No, I did nine, and I'm proud of every moment of it and every minute of it. But, you know, it's still that one. Just, God, you wish you had it back. Huh? I never thought I'd be back in high school. No, I thought when I left in 1996, that was it. I remember throwing my cap and, yeah, I'm like, I'm done, I'm never coming back. Now I'm walking hallways again, telling kids to go back to class. Who would have thought? When you look at a school that's produced the most National Football League players, over 60, this is a school with 5,000 students. Sometimes I just walk around campus, I'm trying to pull kids. Hey, what are you doing? You need to be on the football field. Like that, like that's one of my youngsters right there. I ain't seen you at 3 o'clock. We need some linemen, man. I need some tight ends. What'd you play, what position again? Tight end, tackle. All right. So this is my next project right here. You know, this is a school who's won 19 CIF titles, countless guys in the college and in the pros. And you came in and you thought it would have been like state-of-the-art facilities. Yeah, lights don't even work. And it was not. It was pretty much like a dungeon. But there ain't nothing wrong with being in a dungeon. I like the dungeon life a little bit. It makes you work harder because you want new stuff and better stuff. That's the opportunity that's here for these kids. And if you can just give them a little bit of guidance, a little bit of knowledge, and then they know that, hey, here's a guy who's walked in the same streets as me, who has the same goals that I want to get to, I think it's a no-brainer.
Hey, man, the best thing about football, especially when you get to Halloween and y'all know that, is that that's when the real football season kicks in. You got to believe in team first besides I and me over anything else. It's a great opportunity, man, to go out there and play football.
Whip, 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 whip.
Good job, good job, good job.
And one thing I know is you can't win a championship if not everybody's buying in together.
Hey, Woods, Woods, play one first.
Got it.
There go pick. You better not get caught.
Good job, boy.
That's what we're trying to build here, man. Just one family environment, one united team, and let's see where it goes.
Sorry, have a good one. All right, coach, good job, man. See you in a couple weeks. Yes, sir.
Antonio Pierce giving back to his community as a high school coach. When we come back, we'll tell you about the Giants giving back in the community. But first, it's time for this week's edition of Giants Trivia.
Who holds the Giant record for the most points scored during their career? Pete Gogolak holds the Giants' record for the most points scored in their career with 646.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday night, it's the Giants and Cowboys in MetLife Stadium. Earlier this week, the Giants held the Taste of the Giants to benefit awareness for Rock and Wrap It Up. And one of the fun components of the night was a cook-off between a couple of teammates. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bob Papa, voice of the New York Giants, and we welcome you to the Taste of the Giants.
We are humbled to be here tonight. I just want to let everybody to know that whatever's not eaten tonight is going to a church in Hackensack and a church in Newark.
Today we have a squash trio tasting. So this is a delicate squash crab cake, a roasted acorn squash soup, and for dessert we have a homemade pumpkin whoopie pie.
We have tonight slow-cooked Meyer beef brisket, a little shaved Parmesan, truffle oil, microgreens on a crostini.
I'm telling you this now. If you're going to eat one, you're going to want another. So what you think?
Thank you.
I'll be here.
It's amazing.
I'll be here.
We have some Manila clams done in a white wine sauce.
Enjoy, man.
It's good. It's good. The best.
That's a good smile.
Pretty good. All right.
Thank you. Great short rib sandwich, sweet onions, gorgonzola.
Good. Awesome. Appreciate it.
This is a barbecue beef tostada with pico de gallo and queso gordita.
JP said this is good.
Pumpkin soup, bro. It's on point. And I don't even like pumpkin.
I said that's some of the best soup I ever tasted in my life right there. And I don't even know what pumpkins taste like. I don't even know what it tastes like. It tastes great.
What we're going to do is we're going to spice it up a little bit and have a little cook-off. We have Flick Executive Chef Angelo Basilione and Stevie Brown of the Giants. They're going to prepare a fusion taco for you. Come on.
All right, Stevie.
See, here we go. That is spectacular. This is awesome. Well done, gentlemen. We have Eric Borgia, who is the executive chef here for MetLife Stadium and Delaware North, and Jeff Schwartz, and you guys have a grilled cheese duck confit. Outstanding. We are going to count the vote. This is unbelievable. It was that close. We got a late rush. The win goes to the Fusion Taco. Thank everybody. Listen, everybody, enjoy the rest of your evening. Remember what this night is all about, making sure that game day experience food winds up in the hands of people that can really use it. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we look forward to seeing you again next year. The cook-off was a blast. Stevie Brown was victorious, but everybody had fun during the course of the evening. Time for this week's edition of Off Guard.
I would have to say Superman, hands down. I like Thor a lot, but you know, Superman embodies everything that I try to turn myself into. You know, he's always there when people need him. And he's just got amazing gifts. I'm from Indiana. I've always loved basketball. Twisted Sister, I Wanna Rock. Love it. I would have to say my soccer ball. You know, from one of my fondest memories as a kid is my dad building me a regulation size soccer goal in my backyard, and I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. 1986 Cadillac Fleetwood Brougham. Champagne with tan seats. It was awesome. Four-door. It was a boat.
That's this week's edition of Off Guard. Time for a little fun with Sideline Jam. Always a little fun when you get the feel of being on the field with Sideline Jam. Still much more to come as we continue with Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, after this.
This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Thanksgiving is less than a week away, and the Giants did their part in the community, handing out turkeys in conjunction with Stop and Shop to benefit the Food Bank of New Jersey.
The Giants held their annual food drive, collecting canned and non-perishable food items for the local food banks. And after, Giants players and members from Stop and Shop headed to the New Jersey Food Bank facility to help distribute the food.
Team members and team support here today are sorting that food so we can get it to the soup kitchens, food pantries, shelters, child and senior feeding programs, where the people we serve will actually receive it.
It's great that the New York Giants are here today to help Stop and Shop unload 1,500 turkeys, because it's all about partnership, and we're the official supermarket of the New York Giants. And it's great to be here with the players to help us unload the truck.
You know, when you come down to the true reality of life, you want to give. And so being a professional athlete in New York Giants, being in a special city, place, you feel that you're supposed to give back.
Great job by the Giants giving back in the community. We want to thank all the fans who came to the game last Sunday and participated in the Giants food drive. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Sunday night, it's the Giants and Dallas Cowboys. Don't have to say much more than that. These are two long-standing rivalries that have played some classic games on Sunday night football. When you think back to the Giants' loss in Dallas earlier this year, although things did not go in the Giants' direction, there were opportunities in this football game. They were down 7 points with 5 minutes to go. So what is the objective for Giants head coach Tom Coughlin and the players this week? Identify some of the little areas that the Giants failed in that football game. It's so many little things that come up during the course of a football game. And if you can master some of the little things, it gets you over the hump in big spots. And there were opportunities for the Giants to win that game. And some of those opportunities will present themselves again on Sunday night. But it's about making a play at the opportune time, playing smart, aggressive football that will lead the Giants to victory. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. We're out of time here on Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you again next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.